Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Taking it day by day.
Yeah.
Well, hello again. What day is it?
Saturday.
Saturday. And how are you spending your Saturday?
Are we doing a quick, like, personal quarantine update?
Yeah, let's do something more personal, raw.
Oh, I like when people talk in the beginning of songs. I think that's kind of rad. I am not going to lie. I'm kind of having an awful day.
Same. Well,
like, it's really bad, awful, actually. But... I don't want anyone to freak out. But
freak,
like,
out. Freak out.
Oh. I want to break out and let the party start. No.
But literally.
But, like, actually, no, I had a moment where I was sort of like... And I've been, like, on this mental health, physical health journey the past, like, 8-9 months. And the past 2 weeks, I've really felt this. It's, like, the first time in a really long time I've had those, like, depressive, like, really dark moments kind of creep back up. And it's really, like, freaking me out. And I know I'm not alone in that. So I was like, I'm just going to share this because... Sometimes I'm like, oh, if I say this, is it going to, like, hurt my job and, like, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I don't care anymore at this point. I'm like, I also think
saying it actually is very healing in a lot of ways. To just get it out. Either if you're live journaling or you just say it on a podcast, I think it's nice to just put it out there. And then you, like, lift some of that heaviness.
Yeah.
So I totally feel that. You're definitely not alone. I've seen a lot of posts from other people saying the exact same thing. I would say, have you been doing your walks at all?
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, I have found that that's been very healthy, if you can, to just get a little fresh air. But it is definitely a mind game. This is definitely an unprecedented challenge. I feel that I've kind of reached the point where I can only look at the news for a little bit, and then I'll start to spiral. So unfortunately, my job is to look at the news. So I try and find the positive stuff. Exactly. And trying to find more positive stuff than just the alarmist stuff. But
those photos of the Javits Center, like, sent me into a spiral.
Yeah. But you know what? I'd rather them be overprepared. It's not like they were completely filled up. Not that that might not happen, but I felt actually comforted to know that, like,
they're preparing.
I mean, I feel like Cuomo's killing it as far as leadership. And if he overestimates and gets too much, well, that's fine. That's not a problem. Right. So
look at the, like, optimist jumping out. I love to see it.
We love to see it. So I am taking that as, like, wow, that's really comforting to me. I mean, it's scary, of course. Like, why is a Navy ship coming to... You know what? We're just going to hope for the best and stay doing what we're supposed to be doing. And that's all you can really ask for right now. We're doing everything we're supposed to be doing. They're working as hard as they can. And we're just going to wait it out. Because the other thing is, like, the scientists have told the doctors, like, even if we're doing everything right, this is still going to be, like, a shit show the next few weeks because everyone's gonna, you know, surface and right. show symptoms. And if it goes according to plan, then we'll start to flatten out after that. So it True. Sounds awful, but like, this is how it was going to be anyway. So
as Jordan Sparks yeah, the optimist. Said, just take one step at a time. There's no need
it really
to
is.
Flop.
One day in my life.
Someday
we will get out of the house.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Until then, we're at home. And thank you everyone for joining us. And
yes.
we are going to have a little hour of fun.
We're going to have fun in isolation.
So we're going to put that on the back burner for a second and
yeah.
join us all for an hour of laughs. Oh, just have a lot of laughs.
A lot of laughs.
I need it. You need it. You listening at home, I know you need it. So
that's what we're here to do.
Yeah. So speaking of being at home, there's a legend who has been at home.
We will not be kissing or hugging. I can't. Nope. Until they figure out this corona.
Miss Wendy has kicked off Wendy at Home. And it just
Which,
brings me joy.
Honestly, it's frankly, it should continue like this forever.
She's like a mukbang YouTuber now.
She's literally a mukbang YouTuber. The gifts, the mannerisms are shockingly Trisha-esque.
It's so good.
She was built to be a vlogger.
I am obsessed with it. So if you need some 20-minute just moments of laughter, check
Find
out
the
Wendy
moment
at home.
Where she is like getting ready and she's like adjusting herself. And she's like, I don't even know what's going on around here. I don't know who's going to see this. And then she like flashes her cleavage and she's like,
oh, yeah,
look at these.
The 20 of you watching this.
Yeah.
Just flashes her tits. Oh,
I mean, what a gift in a dark time. Yeah, we'll have to retweet that for sure.
Yeah. You know, but not everyone is bringing us joy and comfort, space, time, love.
No.
I think, you know, we talked about this last week about how the girls are acting out and
self-canceling, self-isolating.
Self-canceling. And we approached it with compassion and empathy. But there are just certain things where, you know, people are...
Act the fool, girl. I'm here. Act the fool.
A new segment this week.
A new segment called
Act a Fool Girl. Kim Kardashian West. Now, we have to talk about this because it was trending.
It was trending.
So I honestly don't care, but like...
No, it's a lose-lose.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Because I've gotten myself to a point where I like both of them a lot.
Uh-huh.
You know, we've joked about the Kardashians. We've joked about Taylor. But I just don't have the energy. And it's like, no one cares, Kim. Literally, Kim, there are people that are dying.
Kim, there's people that are dying. It is unreal that...
Do you even know the story? I didn't even look because I didn't care.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So way back in the day, and as you know, this all kicked off with Kanye interrupting Taylor at the award show.
I was there.
You were there in the audience. You made it happen. You took him onto the stage.
Right. I helped him up.
Yeah. Years later, he makes a song called Famous, and he calls her and has cameras running. He documents all of his album processes, allegedly, and he is calling her. At the time, he said to get her permission, but really it sounded like he was trying to get her to like launch the song,
like promo it.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah, I just think this song's amazing. And like, I think this is going to be so good. And like, she's like, okay, what are you saying about me? I'm getting like nervous. And he's like, I made it famous. Like I say at some point, I make you famous in the song. And she's like, I mean, I sold 7 million records before you did that, but okay, that was your take of the story. She's like, okay with it and cool with it. And she's kind of cool with the idea that like the press will think it's one thing, but she's in on it the whole time. The point, he doesn't really say I made that bitch famous in the recording. As
Got it.
Far
so
as I can tell.
The whole thing is that he never told her about the word, like calling her a bitch.
Yeah. I don't think so. And then,
so what he should have done was called her up and be like, "Yes, she is a bitch." BICTH in that order.
Spelled out the lyric.
Yeah. I can't even keep up anymore.
No, so of course,
I can't keep up with the Kardashians. new
series. Well, neither can Courtney. Courtney's out of the show officially.
Oh my gosh, she got fucking clocked in the face. Did you see that clip?
I did.
Holy shit, she slapped
her. No wonder
her.
She quit.
Whew.
The whole thing is just so...
The moral of the story is no one cares next.
The moral of the story is no one cares, yeah.
Like, it's just, I can't. It's so not, it's so tired. That's the thing. It's like done. Didn't they say they
made
up?
But I understand on the Taylor side because...
Me too.
Because it's vindication for 4 years of being called a snake and literally owning that narrative when really she just wasn't fully told the whole truth. It was right. Like this version of it. And then, and the reason it's in the headlines now is because Kim was like, Taylor's still lying.
I can't.
It's like a difference of like, it's such a subtle indifference of like what they're arguing about at this point. Well, Taylor's not even arguing. She was like, oh, this leaked in the media, by the way, contribute to Feeding America. She like did a little, did you see that? She like,
no, I muted both of them and I muted all the keywords because I was like, I don't care.
Well, that's important to do. But so when it leaked, she was like, so I heard I was the topic of the situation, basically. She does like a little like, Instagram story, and then she's like, and here's what I think about it, basically. And the swipe up was to like Feeding America to donate.
Love that.
Yeah, so she like redirected what was inevitably going to be, she's going to be asked to comment on. So then that's what
here's
Kim
my
responded
statement
to.
Swipes up to glory on Spotify.
That's literally what we do. So in so many ways, I just feel like Kim did not handle this well. And also at the end of the fucking day, that is a rude ass song. I Made That Bitch Famous is disrespectful.
Right.
And I don't know why they defend it so much. Cause I'm like, she literally was famous already. Not to you, surely, but like, by the way that you're talking, like, we're very aware you didn't know who she was, but she still was famous.
Right.
So I just, you know, to even defend, and that video is so uncomfortable too, to just have like a lookalike of her in the bed.
Ew, I can't.
It all comes down to one word that he didn't say on a call, and there's vindication for it. So, BICTHNEXT. thank you.
Stream lover.
Stream lover.
Anyway, so not everyone's acting a fool.
No.
This week, you know, since everyone's been doing emails and Instagram lives, Queen Miley Cyrus and some legends talked on her new Instagram Live, Bright Minded, this week. We had like a legendary Wednesday.
Yeah, we really did.
With Miley, Dua, Reese Witherspoon, and Queen Hillary Duff.
I love that like Miley basically sprung into action the second this happened and started that show. She was like, we need positivity. We need some entertainment. She just put together this makeshift little show in her apartment, her mansion.
Yeah, in her bed.
In her bed. And she's got a good heart. That's really what it comes down to. She wanted to keep people feeling good. So yeah, she had Hillary call in and, you know, through some technical difficulties, they had a
numerous
legend to legend. You know, I once did a Twitter Q&A with Hillary in like 2013 for Idolater. And that was also similarly technologically a challenge, but we got through it. So I was like deeply unsurprised to see that nothing's changed, that her Wi-Fi was dropping out. She did get through to call her queen.
She did. Miley was singing Hillary's praises nonstop, and I was fangirling because I was like, same, agreed, yes, go off, sis. She called her queen of the universe, said that Hillary was the inspiration to get her to audition to be a Disney star.
Yeah, she showed a vintage clip.
Yeah, that she wouldn't be anywhere if it wasn't for Hillary inspiring her. And then she talked about how she used to stalk Hillary's tour bus. So she was saying like, oh, everyone out there, like, just know you can stalk someone's tour bus and then you can make it too. And I just thought it was really self-aware and cute and just earnest and honest. And I don't know. It made me smile because they're both queens to me. And it was just so, in the wake of what we just talked about, it was just so much nicer to see this than like that other
lifting
mess.
Each other up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Some people, the ego jumps out and sometimes it jumps in. And
yeah, we said that last week too. We were like, it's going to be really interesting to see how people's egos and narcissism like winds up ultimately canceling themselves without anyone having to do anything or call anything
this
out.
This is self-isolation, self-cancellation. Like, I think people like I, you know, Madonna's queen, but like this, she's going to have a hard time with this because she needs attention. And you know, her quarantine diaries are rough for me. I wish she would put the phone down.
You know whose Wi-Fi needs to go out?
Who?
Madonna's.
Mine. Madonna's, yes. It's true. And it's only in the sake of preserving her legacy. Like, she is dangerously close to, like, these, the milk bath, I need her to just chill out, have some fun with the kids or something.
I needed her to log out after those Rebel Heart memes that she tried doing.
Oh.
That was when she really needed to log out. What year was that?
2015.
Oh, what a better time that was. Well, aside from Pretty Girls, but like...
Right. It's the best of times and the worst of times.
Oh, that was the year that Breathe In, Breathe Out came out.
I know.
If we could go back in time... Well, actually, no, I wouldn't pick 2015.
No, we'd have to go back to the early O's.
Yeah, that's a conversation we shouldn't even get into.
Right.
the spiral. those are the days. Well, speaking of Instagram Live and queens and legends, there was also one that I wanted to call out this week, which I don't know if it's still on someone's highlights or not, but JoJo has been doing a lot of Instagram, and we like called her out last week and said that she's queen, and she's been doing these songs of like these, not parodies, but essentially parodies that are positive twists on her old songs.
Yeah, Leave Get Out.
Yeah.
Leave Stay In.
Leave Stay In. She did one with Tori Kelly, and they sang When You Believe by Mariah and Whitney on Instagram Live.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
so good.
This is a place for legends. Okay.
It was beautiful. And they said they wanted to do it, obviously, but they couldn't because of the lag and it would just sound bad. So they let each other take turns, and it was beautiful.
That's my go-to karaoke song.
Is it really?
Which I know cheapens it because like I can't
no,
sing.
No, they say you but know only do sing. Mariah or Whitney if you are a legend, so it makes sense that you would pick that as your go-to karaoke.
It's such a good one.
Mine is always Email My Heart.
Oh.
no lie. It's always do Email My Heart.
You know everyone's been doing emails and it's like, you know, Email My Heart. That certainly is kind of a soundboard moment of like the concept for the video Circus is basically about a circus because she says everyone's been doing emails and it's like Email My Heart.
Yeah, she says it's a very similar
queen. Well, speaking of Britney real quick too, which we could throw in here.
Yes.
She's kind of having another legendary moment with...
She is all over the headlines.
In good ways.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh my God, queen. Like, that scene from The God Warrior where she's like, if everyone would look back at everything I've been saying and praying and preaching and saying and praying and praying. Like, hello. Good morning. Everyone's like praising 20 years of Oops this week.
Uh-huh.
I'm like,
very ahead of our time. Would you like a podcast about it?
Oh, yeah, right? I'm like,
yes. Shockingly, everyone has praised it, including her, which is
shocking.
You know, she's not one to address the legacy.
No,
not really. So she just gave a cute little picture of herself in the iconic outfit and said, like, it was hot in there.
Right, like that's what she remembers. It's not like I'm a legend, I'm iconic. She's like, oh my God, that cat suit was so hot.
Yeah. Which is very on brand, and that's the best we're gonna get from her as far as because I remember the baby retrospective piece, the one interview she did, she was just like, it was like a long shoot. she didn't remember.
It's a long day.
Yeah.
Every iconic moment that she's had, she's always told us something about it that made it awful.
Always.
Baby One More Time.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that again.
Yeah. Baby One More Time. It was a long shoot. Oops, I did it again. Yeah. The cat suit was hot. The snake. Yeah. I would never do that again. Till the world ends. It smelled like poop. It's like, can you just like, call yourself an icon once?
She is not willing. She does not see herself as we see her. And that's part of the charm of it all is her endless humility to a fault.
Yeah, that
it would be nice if she stand herself a little, but it's okay. It's all right. You know, we got the acknowledgement. She also did the Usain Bolt she at first claimed that she did a 100-meter dash in 5 seconds or something, and then many outlets picked it up being like, that would mean that she beat the world record holder Usain Bolt, and many people were like, and what of it? I mean, I don't disagree.
She did.
It pretty said she did. She absolutely did. And then she did a little.
That's why they canceled the Olympics.
After.
Yeah. You
literally
didn't know?
That update went up and they were like, 2021, sorry.
Yeah, the IOC was like, sorry, the gold medal goes to Britney Spears. The Olympics are canceled.
The winner is lucky.
I ran away.
Oh my God. So she did that. I mean, of course, later she did a little fashion shoot post and she said, of course, I was kidding. I didn't really beat that record yet, but I plan to one day. So one day she will understand at the Olympics.
It was so
I have no doubt.
Interesting hearing her say the word quarantine.
It was. Well, I was like, talking about this with a friend. It is always shocking when Britney Spears acknowledges some of present tense because she exists so much in like a bubble for us and like seemingly like lives in a fantasy land of her own that whenever she references like a real world event, you're like, oh, what?
Right. Like you're I aware know of the where she gets her news from.
Oh God. I know. Right.
Like, is it on the Apple News app on her phone? You know what I mean? Like just like little mundane things that I would not care about anyone else.
Yeah, no, I am deeply.
I'm just like, do you have a morning routine? Hearing. Do you get the newspaper? Do you
She's
get
like
alerts on
reading
your phone?
The times. Yeah.
Right. Like, is she like, hey, Siri? You know what I mean? Like, I just want to know these like mundane things.
I mean, it's the endless, curious mythology of Britney is like how fascinating. But yeah, she's been very active during this quarantine. She wants to lift spirits, do yoga poses, and even send things directly, which very sweet of her. You know, some of us are trying to drag each other for 2016 video recordings and others are asking their fans to DM for diapers. So let's just call it out. Mm-hmm. I think somebody recently said like, the quarantine is showing that every celebrity is bad except for Britney Spears.
We could have told you
that. Fact. Also Hillary and Miley are getting passes for sure, but
it's so
really
true though. Like it's really showing true colors.
It is
to reference
all around,
another
like,
legend.
It yes. It's like showing how without red carpets and expensive things to show off and think like what are these people without those things and they have no idea what to do with themselves. It is really illuminating.
Locals.
when it boils down to being a local.
We predicted it last week. We said, like, this is going to be, and you even tweeted something. You were like, this is going to change the way.
This will kill, yeah, celebrity or idol worship because.
For a lot, not everyone.
Not everyone, but for in a lot of cases, like, I mean, the soon to be canceled Madonna said, this is the great equalizer, which I actually think in a lot of ways is true because all of a sudden it's not very impressive that you are a celebrity or rich or something. Now it's like, okay, so how are you going to help out? Like nobody is interested in hearing about your new outfits or anything like that. So it's an interesting time to be alive. Anyway. Oh, you know what? You were going to mention something.
Oh yeah. Because, I had a note, which one, we kind of like speared off on, but
we have another legend to discuss.
We do. By the name of Mariah Carey.
Happy anniversary, Mimi.
Yes. And Britney acknowledged it.
Okay. That was a legendary exchange.
Yeah. I mean, she did call it a birthday, which is not a word that we use, but she is innocent. She meant well.
She did. I think it's so funny. Like the power that Mariah has that the entire world knows to call it an anniversary is iconic. Like people are literally like, oh, don't say that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Britney wishes her a happy birthday, just saying like she's a huge inspiration, and it's the Butterfly album. Not everybody has that. And then Mariah responds, and she's like, I'm going to listen to Stronger to boost my morale.
Ugh. Truly Mariah's iconic. Love for Britney has always fascinated me.
Same.
Because she does not know everyone, as we know.
She does not know. She does not. And you can just tell that she finds her to be the pure soul that she is, and so she... Oh, she referenced the Butterfly album. Like, that's...
Butterflies of a feather flock together.
That's what they're always
humble
saying.
Humble legends. Speaking of Mariah Carey, I also wrote in my notes this week that I, because I was checking in on, like, you know, I was clearing out my computer and my emails and everything, and I realized I never got my signed Mariah Carey singles of All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh, I wonder if anybody did or if it was...
Probably not. She's got time now to sign them.
She certainly has time. So
in 2022... Oh my, at this
rate, you'll get it eventually.
It'll be in December. We're going to be singing All I Want for Christmas Is to Get the Fuck Out of My House.
God.
So yeah. Bad.
They're really, yeah.
1 second, I'm moving my phone a little bit.
Okay.
I'm checking my connection.
Oh no. Okay.
Oh yeah, that sounds way better.
Shit. We could do it all over again. I don't know.
Nah, it's fine.
The Connecticut Wi-Fi is just top notch over here.
Yeah, we were about to start talking about Lady Gaga, and then the Wi-Fi was like...
You know what? That is pretty much what happened with her campaign. So oh. It was very...
Yeah, the Chromatica gods were like, don't say it.
Don't say it.
Oh. Oh my God, it actually shut off. Wait. What just happened? Oh my God, we're cursed. Okay,
Gaga's mad.
That just freaked me out because that actually just cut us off.
Did you literally get the
it was like boom, and I was like, what was that? Oh,
Stephanie is actually my FBI agent, and she overheard, and she was like, not today.
What was that?
She's bored at home overhearing the conversation.
My Stephanie Geromato.
Oh.
Yeah, Chromatica watch. Well, that's okay, canceled. Yeah. That's over.
Yeah. So, moving into music news, because do you have anything for... Should we do a high fashion editorial moment this week? Do the girls need it? Do the girls want it? No one stepped outside.
Nobody stepped outside. Everyone's in sweatpants. I'm trying to think of anything that happened. Well... No, I was going to say, like, we already shouted him out, but, like, shout out to Christian Siriano for coming through with those masks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, we can roll the theme song.
High fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome. This is a billboard. This is super high fashion.
Oh, my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Give it up for her. Isn't she amazing?
Yeah, he's actually... So Cuomo, like, tweeted him for help, and then last week he said he would do it, and then... As of yesterday, there were pictures of him unloading the boxes of the masks. And our actual high fashion editorial queen, Rihanna, apparently contributed a ton of medical supplies.
Mm-hmm. And wasn't it like $5 million or something?
That was separate. Apparently, she did $5 million to something that went to different funds, and then she donated medical girl. Supplies. Oh. The opposite.
I hit the wrong button. Oh my God, I'm sorry. Shit. Oh my God, I have double karma coming on me now.
Wow,
I just accidentally hit the active fool girl, but we're talking about Rihanna. I meant to hit this one.
She's an icon, she's a legend, and she is the moment.
Truly.
God, sorry, I'm stuck under wires and I'm sweating and I'm depressed. Sorry.
It's fine. Wow. Canceling Rihanna and praising Kim Kardashian.
Well, I didn't praise Kim Kardashian.
No, I know, but you said you like them both now.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway.
It's fine. Chromatica, romance. She, as we knew, the release date was creeping up. So on Monday or Tuesday, she uploaded a note on the Notes app saying, okay, I understand why she did it. I will say the note was a little confusing.
Yeah.
Because she was like, music brings joy and lightness. And that's why I'm delaying my album. So I understand why both Queen Dula and Gaga did what they did. Dula's campaign was like 90% done. The album leaked. We were basically at the finish line. Pull the trigger. Totally get it.
Yeah.
Gaga is like 10% into her campaign. Just barely announced the album title. We still have no idea what Chromatica means. Not that we ever...
Oh.
And,
oh
and
God,
like the visuals...
The Chromatica gods are... cursing this stream. When you hear it back when I send this to you, you're gonna be like, it literally just sounded like a growl. I'm not even kidding. keep going.
It's a ghost on the line. As we know, the first numbers have come in and music streaming and downloads are down,
whereas TV and movies are up. So she would probably take a hit, but I do think the note probably could have used another Passover real quick, just like maybe more succinct than...
Or like a vlog.
Yeah, just be like, you guys, I you know, the campaign just started. It wouldn't be fair to put it out right now. I'm so sorry, but I have a big, huge plan for the album and I just don't want to do it right now. Dua was truly... That campaign was like nice and tight and almost done. So
yeah, Dua was in the final lap.
Yeah, she had just had her first, you know, photo shoot feature. She had just named the album. I get it.
Overall, it just sucks.
It does. The Little Monsters were, there was a slight civil war I saw in my timeline of people being like, respect her decision, and other people being like, give it to us, you bitch.
Right. Being like, you want to bring joy and then you don't release your album? I saw so many people fighting with each other and I was like,
yeah,
I don't miss this at all. This is us last year.
Yeah, exactly. Like, fight amongst yourselves. This exactly. is not my battle this time.
I will keep on streaming Stupid Love because I love it and I'm fine.
Yeah. And I hope that she finds a way to do something entertaining during this time for us.
Yeah, if anything, it's a time where she could sort of involve the fans in kind of creating something, like if she still wants to work on the album art or I don't know.
Yeah, she can come up with more concepts for Chromatica and brainstorm what the actual world looks like or something. We're going to keep that Chromatica watch on hold because she's not launching until we're outside. So,
yeah, true. See you in 2021.
See you then. We do still have other things to look forward to and things that have arrived that have saved the day.
I know. I was thinking that this week. I was like, music is going to get me through this.
Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest thing, obviously, this week, Miss Dua Peep.
Which we will talk about at the end of this episode. So
yes,
keep streaming.
Keep on streaming till the world goes outside. What else is on the schedule here?
Your little note about King Bad Bunny is what you
wrote.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, my king. So Bad Bunny just dropped a video for Yo Pereo Sola. And let's just say he's really doing it. He, first of all, he's in drag for half of it. And that was enough to like get everyone's attention. And then he looks really hot shirtless in other scenes. But the big thing is that he has like lighting fixtures and a message at the end of it that translates to, if she doesn't dance with her, respect her and let her dance alone. And then the lighting fixtures are feminist messages, like Not One More. And it's referring to like gender violence in Latin America, which, you know, he protested that transgender murder about a few weeks ago on Fallon. He's just really doing it with like the social messaging plus really fun music, in my opinion. There were like accusations of queer baiting and stuff, but I don't think it doesn't feel like that. It feels like he's trying to dismantle macho culture and like all of that kind of thing.
Right. It's also like, if you can get attention and use the attention to shove a message in someone's face, I feel like that's an actual like good use of your platform.
Yeah. Like, he's literally dancing with himself as a woman, and in the background is like a popular feminist slogan. And the end of the video is like that messaging of, leave her alone if she doesn't want to dance with you, which it's sad that we have to have those things, but it takes, I saw some like, oh, cause it's a straight guy, that's why you like, it's like, well, he's super famous, super popular, straight men are listening to him. Maybe, just maybe, they will take his message to heart and that means something. So,
right.
Like, he is actually going to maybe get through to people. So he is dismantling it. Like, he's painting his fingernails. He's wearing skirts. He's doing all these things that are really subversive for doing like reggaeton music and stuff. And it's like, in my opinion, I feel like he's helping to shift the culture to not be so like violent against women and gays. And I don't know. I think he's doing everything right.
Yeah.
And then superficially, he's hot, but you know.
Right. Well, there's also that.
There's also that. But I don't know. I just think he's doing the thing right now.
Also,
but
I just feel like everyone was just looking for something to like critique,
right? Like, I'm oh like God. His messaging, he's trying to do something really important here,
right?
Like, so
boys will be boys will be boys will be boys will be boys
teaser
and girls will be legends.
Accurate. We need a lyrical correction on that song.
Right.
He has a huge platform and he's doing something with it.
Agreed.
So anyway, that's my king, Bad Bunny.
Well, my king. I feel like going from like this really great social message to like, oh, I just shake it's my bob, tits. It's a bob. Yes. Shake your tits, girl. I feel so stupid. But like, my king, Kygo, just dropped a song with Zara Larsson and Tyga called Like It Is. Now, it's mm-hmm. not my favorite. It's kind of a sound shift for him a little bit.
Yeah.
Into more mainstream.
Definitely could have been just a pop song.
And I was kind of like, what are you doing? But I feel like it's just a lead single. I'm also glad that Zara Larsson's getting some more promo because Queen.
All the Time should have been a song of summer 2019.
Right?
Yeah, I always have time for Zara, and she kind of always slays the dance charts, I feel like. Yeah. So, you know, it's a cute look. It mm-hmm. might not be EDM, that EDM. But
it's also like, at the same time, it's like not one of those times to be like how are you gonna... I mean, I kind of feel for Gaga because it's like, can you, with a new album, really put something out there that's like this mega, you know? It's like...
No, I know what you mean. And even dance artists, like, hello, festivals, dance floors, right. Everything's
canceled.
Everything's canceled, so it's kind of hard to put out that music. But
yeah, but I'm glad he is because I love him. And I'm so excited for Golden Hour, which he stole that from Kacey Musgraves.
He did, but it's maybe fine. It'll be as good.
Yeah, exactly.
Thinking positive.
Everyone's just going to come out with their own Golden Hour.
Right. I mean, it is such a good title, though. I love it.
Right? Like, what if everyone just came out with an album called Golden Hour?
They really should.
Iconic. That's a concept.
Kylie kind of did. She had Golden. Like, everyone's really feeling Golden Hour.
Yeah. As we watch Golden Hour from our windows.
Yeah.
Anyway. Also, I wanted to shout out Shalu, who I don't know if I've ever talked about on here.
Oh,
but
yeah. No,
debut,
I don't think so.
Probably not. His debut album just came out. He has an EP before this called Souls that's very good. If you like more mellow electronic, it's really pretty. It's like a good, you could work to it, you know, work from home, chill, mm-hmm. relax, just want to have a mellow Saturday. Saturdays are for...
introspective electronica.
Right.
No, they are. Yeah.
Hey,
it's
Phil,
such a
what are Saturdays for?
When it's Friday, and then it's like, so I'm just going to do the same thing I've been doing.
Right. But I stand. It's called Magical Thinking, and my favorite song on it is Silhouettes. So if you want to check that out.
And my other recommendation is by Queen Tove Lo, who I will talk about in a second, actually, for another reason. But she has a Spotify only single called I'm Coming, which is a cover of a 2011 Swedish song. She's given it this like robbing on my own makeover of electronic pop. It is so good. Like, I've been listening to it on repeat doing my 2 mile walks around my basement. It's just so, so, so good. And it was already a hit, like a huge Swedish hit. And she did an English translation of it. And I highly recommend it. It's called I'm Coming. And she references herself in the song in her translation. She put a Queen of the Clouds reference, which is the name of her first album. So
we stan.
We have to stan. We have no choice. We're in our home. We have to.
Right. And then finally, before we get into the girl at the moment,
mm-hmm.
Miss, how do you say it?
Oh, from wait. Fifth Harmony.
Oh, speaking of Fifth Harmony, I didn't put this on my notes, but
oh.
Allie Brooke followed me on Twitter and Instagram and DM'd me. What was that? We need to, all right, everyone needs to go to patreon.com/legendsonly and donate so we could buy Moomoo's some better Wi-Fi. Oh, that was, I just entered my, oh no, you wouldn't be able to see my password. Sorry, I'm talking to myself. 1 second. Oh, that's my ringtone. What was that?
You know what?
I just plugged Patreon and said, everyone go to Patreon and donate $5 so we can get Moomoo some good Wi-Fi.
I think Camilla was on the line that time. She was like, you're talking about the other harmonies?
Right. We will not promote Allie Brooke in this podcast. Hack his account.
Yes, me and Allie Brooke.
It's going to be so bad.
As I was saying before Camilo Carrabba's hacked my Wi-Fi, Allie Brooke DM'd me on Instagram and thanked me for promoing her new sing with Afrojack.
It's really all the streams are coming from you, so...
That's it's not a true. Huge... It was on like the Spotify Hits playlist.
No, I'm saying you inspired everyone to add it to their playlist.
Oh,
and that's what happened.
Oh.
Like everyone heard about it from you.
It's
and then,
so good.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I don't mean to damper every single thing, but it is a shame that she can't do her little festival run that she inevitably would have wanted to do.
It and also, I was thinking about this because I've had lots of time to think. It kind of has the sound of Kygo.
Yeah, it does.
Like the dun 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 dun.
Oh, it definitely dun, dun, dun.
It's got like that piano ish. I should teach it's myself how to play the piano.
Kygo song right now.
She's got a point. It She's is more point. Kygo than the new Kygo song.
Yeah, so Ali is forever indebted to you.
And we can keep on dancing all night. Dun 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 dun. Oh my God, we should just have Ultra or Legends Only Live.
We really should.
A live stream.
Oh my God, we can have different people call in and perform.
It'll be Heidi Montag headlining with I'll Do It.
Heidi, Allie Brooke.
Wait, that sounds like iconic. Oh my God, Hoku starts out with Perfect Day. And then Allie Brooke comes in and does All Night.
Yeah.
And then I sing When You Believe by Mariah and Whitney. And then Heidi Montag headlines with I'll Do It.
I think we should make it happen.
What else are we going to do?
I mean, everyone's very available.
Everyone tweet us if you would like to see Legends Only Live with Heidi Montag as the headliner. Actually, go at her on Twitter because she'll probably respond.
Yeah, that's true. She responds to everybody.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, Heidi, I heard that you're headlining Legends Only Live. She'll be like, what? She'll literally be like, I'll do it.
You never know. I've seen some crazy living room performances already.
Yeah, same.
Definitely possible.
Speaking of back to Fifth Harmony, really quickly.
Right.
Before Camilla hacked my phone. The other one.
Dinah Jane. Dina.
Diana, Dina, whatever the fuck your name is.
Oh, new era incoming.
That was really born for that.
She was sitting there waiting one day.
Yeah, yeah.
Dinah can sing, though.
Oh,
is
of
it,
course.
Wait, is it Dinah?
Dina? Oh, God.
Dinah Jane.
Actually, oh, God, we're
Brittany,
canceled.
Brittany Jane, Dinah Jane, Dina Diana Jane. Whatever.
You know what? When somebody can't pronounce something, that just means that they've only ever read it in their life. Do not make fun of them. That's what I've learned. New era incoming with a very sassy, sexy picture.
Yeah. They could all have their own different moments.
That we ever. I know you didn't watch.
Camilla's tuning. She's wiring in and hacking your Wi-Fi again.
Oh my God, Camilla, get off!
Get
like,
off the
you
line.
And Sean, go for another stroll with some tea in your hand. So I forgot to mention because you wouldn't have noticed, but you didn't watch. But Drag Race last night, or Drag Race over the weekend, had Normani as the guest judge this time. She looked absolutely gorgeous, but was clearly very just happy to be there. Like it wasn't.
She should have been hosting it.
Yes. She had some cute lines, but it was mostly just like, you know, she just looked happy to be there, which is a lot of the guest judges generally.
Wasn't it filmed before Motivation came out?
Oh, no. I still think it was after Motivation.
Because the VMAs were in August, and that's when she performed Motivation, and that's when it like blew up.
Maybe.
And
oh,
Drag Race
true.
Was filmed in like May or June, like early June of last year. So I don't even think she knew at the time that she filmed it that like she was going to be a moment.
Yeah, that's true. But she does really well and she handled herself well and she had some cute lines. So
we stand.
It was a good moment for her.
Did they dance to Motivation?
No, they actually did Kim Petras' Heart to Break, which, you know, I just... I can't.
Should we talk about Dua Lipa now?
Yeah, we could just talk about Dua Lipa, the non-problematic fave.
RuPaul's out going fracking Montana.
Literally, it was
acting
like
a fool girl.
Fracking RuPaul as two queens are dancing to problematic Kim Petras with a actual offender in the back. Cherry pie. It's just like, it was this perfect storm of like problematic.
It's like every day is like, oh, you thought yesterday was bad?
Next week, special guest R. Kelly comes in.
Brad, so bad. Oh, so bad.
I just feel so, so bad for the 12 other girls of the competition who not only were canceled because of Cherry Pie, but now they can't even promote their fucking season.
They're canceled because of literally everything.
Everything has come at them. Those poor, poor girls. So,
well, my Jackie Cox glasses are on their way.
Well, at least there's that.
I'm so excited. They're so cute.
Her emotional moment on the latest episode. So she will continue to fly.
I stand. She's literally down the block from me in quarantine. I'm like, oh, I feel so bad.
Wave from a distance.
Ugh. Well, anyway, let's shake it off, shall we?
Yeah, we can end on a high note.
Shake our tits.
Yeah.
So the moment.
She is the moment.
She is the moment. She single-handedly saved pop this year.
She really did. Miss Dua Lipa, future nostalgia. I'm so thoroughly happy for her and
me too.
Proud of her. And I feel like the reception online was so overwhelmingly positive.
It's what she deserves, truly.
It is what she deserves. All week long, I said, I'm too depressed to write a review. I'm not going to write a review. Cut to me at 5 a.m. still writing that review. And then I posted it.
Oh, I really liked your review, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, Dua RT'd, or she like posted on her story, which was really nice.
Iconic.
She said thank you.
She's a writer.
She's she is a writer. Yeah, I mean, I said everything I wanted to say in that review, but it just made me feel happy again, like for pop music. She did exactly as she said in the live stream. Like, I just want to give you a little joy.
Also, the one thing that you wrote about that I wanted to highlight.
She's taking notes.
Yeah, right. I support women and I support my friends' blogs. You talked about the whole dancing thing.
Yep.
And I also thought that as well. And I was glad that you pointed that out because she really got dragged and became a meme on the internet from the last era, which, you know, I've always said, like, if you become a meme, embrace it. But I feel like she definitely was, it was like her debut and she definitely was upset and kind of took a hit from that.
Yeah.
And so to come back with a dance record and like all of the like the EMA's performance or whatever, what was the one, the EMA's with all the yellow?
Yep, that was the one.
Like to come back with your second album and go full dance and be like, fuck this, I'm going to like do all these dance routines and whatever. I was like, you better work, bitch.
Exactly.
It's like I think she didn't let it stop her.
Yeah, I don't condone bullying, but she took the criticism and the meanness and she said, well, fuck you, I'm gonna do 10 times better,
right?
And she very easily could have caved, because my thing is like when Dua debuted with Be the One and all these
so good songs,
to me she has always sort of seemingly been more of the Marina, Ellie Goulding, like that kind of route where it's like she's the voice, pop voice, but not really, you're not looking to her to be a Britney dancer. So when people were so cruel about, you know, the One Kiss dance and all of that, which I get, it's like a fun, silly move, but it was like people took
it. It's iconic now.
Yeah, but people took it way too far to be like, oh, you pay for this, blah, blah, blah. It was so like mean that it was like, it was so unfair, I feel. And the music is still good. Like that One Kiss is still an incredible song. Like even if you were
disrespectful. Oh, I love this song. Teresa Giudice. The taste.
So, for her to double down on it was just like, okay. And that's how she became unexpectedly like the next dance pop champion of the new girls, because she decided to just hammer that home instead of shy away from it, which I think is awesome. And
I think that added to the whole thing for me was like, she literally didn't let it stop her.
Yeah. And
don't stop now.
You know, I think Don't Start Now is having an incredible moment regardless of the quarantine. Like, and I think it's going to get boosted again because of the album. And then Physical just went top five in the UK. Like, Physical is officially a hit everywhere but here, because, you know, that's how taste works. But I just think she's having a great moment. Break My Heart just came out. Yeah, so as far as the album itself, standouts for me immediately
were
Love Again.
Should we go
through the track list? Oh, yeah, let's do the deep dive. Somebody requested the deep dive, so we could just do that.
We've got time.
We've got time.
We know you do too.
But can I just, even as people were getting their vinyls, like even the vinyl packaging is just so perfect. Like that picture of her in the car, the back of it being the feet up on the dash. Like it's just, everything works so well this era. Everything had a point. Everything was
cohesive and aesthetic. She has a brand of like the era, the colors,
single cover was so good. The colors, the font.
It reminds me of like Loud era.
Yes, it's that cohesive. And even that little album trailer that they did, it just blends so well.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. The font, the typography. Ugh.
The merch, the workout video, all
the
of it.
Cassette tape.
The cassette tapes.
That's the nostalgia and the future nostalgia.
There you have it.
She is the future.
And the nostalgia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So.
Well, lead track.
Lead track, Future Nostalgia, which I'm happy that it makes more sense now in the context of the album. It kind of like kicks things off on a bright, quirky note. And it's very confident, very cocky, very, I want to change the game. I'm a female alpha. Then she proceeds to make an incredible pop album after. So it's like, oh, okay. She had a point.
A concept.
Mm-hmm.
A narrative.
I love it. It's one of the weirdest songs on the album. She makes an architecture reference. She really has fun in there. It's really fun and cool.
Well, before we get to cool... There's Don't Start Now, which like is a bop. We've talked about it.
I think we've established that we stand that song.
If you're bored at home, watch the Live in LA remix.
That's really the standout for me. That like turns that song into a fucking masterpiece. That's a classic. That was a classic.
Mm-hmm. And then we get to one of the standouts for me is Cool.
Yeah, Cool's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
One of the cooler, on the nerdier side, because Tove Lo co-wrote that and Stuart Price co-produced. And as I pointed out in the Mimi's review, Stuart's on like four songs on the album. And if you don't know Stuart Price, he is the co-creator of Madonna's Confessions on a Dance Floor, Kylie's Aphrodite. He is a legend. And to even have him on this album is just like a co-sign that she is that girl. So yeah, he did Cool. Cool reminds me of like Tegan and Sarah Heartthrob meets Carly Rae Jepsen Emotion, 80s synth pop.
Yep. Standout for me. Then we get to Let's Get Physical.
Physical for me just kind of reminds me of like Rachel Stevens, Girls Aloud energy meets, you know, that 80s synth pop vibe. So for me, it's like absolutely one of my favorites of the year.
This one grew on me. At first I was kind of like,
Yeah.
And then I found myself just like, screaming it out loud in my apartment the other day. I was like, let's get physical and shake
it. Yeah, it really, especially that last chorus just really hits, right? It does. And the workout video helps to like serve the illusion, the fantasy.
Physical fantasy.
Physical fantasy coming soon. Do you sweat?
That is not far off from reality. Next up, we have Levitating.
Levitating. So good.
All of our wigs.
Levitating is about what happens to your wig when you listen to it. that I'm one wigless. Reminds me of
I wigless.
Daft Punk.
Sorry, what?
That one reminds me of Daft Punk, like Random Access Memories style. Like,
oh my god, do you remember when they won Album of the Year?
Oh yeah,
and
I do.
Taylor, the video of Taylor. Sorry, that is irrelevant to the conversation. We can cut that
well,
out.
Well,
that's a good album, though.
It is a good album, and that's what this kind of reminded me of. The robot voices, the disco strings,
future nostalgia.
Totally.
Next
solid.
Up, we have Pretty Please.
All around the world. Oh, Pretty Please.
Oh.
Pretty Please to me reminds me, so Julia Michaels co-wrote that, which means I'm always going to think of Selena Gomez, like very rare revival era.
Glory.
and frankly probably could have been slash was prepared for post-Glory for Britney. We have no idea, of course, but you know, anytime there's a Julia and Justin song that comes out, I'm like, I wonder if that was for B10.
Right? It's this not, would have been I mean, it's not far off from like being reality, honestly.
No, yeah, absolutely. So Pretty Please is like in the same family generally as like Hands to Myself and that whole like sexy funky vibe.
Sexy funky cool.
Sexy funky cool coming
Isn't that
soon.
A remix on like YouTube. It was like that person who did the remix of the 98 Britney interview.
Oh, right.
Really
right.
Funky, cool, and cool. Funky. Cool funky something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool funky vintage or faded or something.
Yeah. Love these jeans. Love these jeans, and I love the next track a lot.
Oh yeah.
Dare I say this is the best song on the album?
Hallucinate is the closest that the album gets to full on confessions, trance euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
It is definitely a popper's song. She's like, breathe it in, hallucinate. Like all the gays at the bar will go wild for that whenever we're allowed back in 2021.
Yeah.
But
I posted a video of Wendy Williams dancing to it on Twitter.
I did see that. That was very important. That really helped to sell the song, I think.
Mm-hmm. Promo.
Yeah. It reminds me of Confessions. It reminds me of Kylie's Light Years era. Even Khaleesi's Flesh Tone. It's just like that sort of throbbing dance.
Oh my God, this song with Khaleesi's Flesh Tone on like a playlist for the summer.
Exactly.
And I hate the summer.
I like that every song reminds me of something without being like a ripoff. It's like I could probably name 20 artists that it reminds me of, but that doesn't mean that she's like ripping any one artist off. It just feels like she did the homework of like making references to a lot of different favorites.
Right. You're like, oh, this could go on my legendary playlist.
Totally.
And fit in great.
Somebody once said like when everyone has a different opinion of who the artist is ripping off, that means that they did it right. If you can't just pinpoint one song like that they allegedly ripped off, then it means that they did something right where it's just inspiring a lot of different memories of things, of good things.
I feel like someone said that it kind of sounded like Do You Want to Come Over a little bit.
Yeah, somebody said Do You Want to Come Over. I guess I kind of
hear it. And I think at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody also said Rock Boy, Britney's Rock Boy for... the verses. I think for Hallucinate, or I forget which one.
Get up, get up.
Yeah.
You could remix Future Nostalgia and Rock Boy.
Somebody's got to. Somebody already mashed up.
Get up, get up. Future Nostalgia. Get up, get up, get up.
They could definitely do
that. Future Nostalgia. It's there.
That's a concept.
Someone make it.
They've got time.
Yeah. Next up is Love Again.
Okay, so that one's currently my favorite. I'm obsessed. It's got a sample in it. The way it's just so rich. I feel like it's expensive.
I know. I want this whole album as an instrumental.
Yeah. Yeah. I think my Wi-Fi is down. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, well, that would explain everything. As I sit here waiting for Moomoo's to return. Oh. I was going to talk shit about you while you were away.
I was checking my Wi-Fi. Sorry.
Maybe if you were on 5G, you'd be connected and your brain would be fried. Sorry, it's not funny.
So it's a sample of Your Woman by Whitetown, a 90s hit. And that's my favorite right now. And my Wi-Fi's back.
Great. So happy to hear that.
Well, I had to DM Carrie and I had to be like, can you just let me use 5G for now? And she said, okay.
Oh, I can't. This past week has been the longest 5 years of my life.
It's so long. Anyway, let's keep this ball rolling.
Next up is the song Good in Bed.
Which
pornographic
language? Pornographic. She is pointing out that while they don't know how to speak to each other, they know how to be good in bed together.
I mean, which, truly the gay anthem.
Truly, it really is. It's like, we can only communicate in like abbreviations on Grindr. Yeah. I don't know what to say to you in person, but we can make this work in bed.
Hey, hey, sup, NMU.
That was the alternate title for the song. Fun fact.
NMU.
NMU.
That sounds like an Ariana Grande song title.
Oh, definitely. So this is part of the album. The last two songs actually remind me of Lily Allen, like a little bit of a sassy British kind of speak song.
But she's not somebody that you think about all the time.
Totally that. Even like she actually reminds me of all the UK girls. So Marina, Lily, even Amy Winehouse, that sort of like that attitude of being a little feistier and a little sassier with the lyrics.
Yeah, I like this. I mean, it's like a gay anthem.
Yes. Well, isn't it all?
Facts.
Then finally, we have Boys Will Be, Boys Will Be, Boys Will Be, Boys Will Be, Boys.
This is for the girls, this one.
This is literally for the girls.
This is literally for the girls, this one.
Yeah, she takes a left turn.
I love this song. It's a perfect closing song for this album. Because it takes it down, yeah. It cools it down. Mm-hmm. But she's also like with Bad Bunny, it's like, here's a message. Surprise. Yeah.
Without just being a full-on dance album, she's also like, I do have a point. Mm-hmm. There.
And it is a point.
It is a point. She misleadingly sing-songy, chipper kind of melodies is like, isn't it nice that I have to walk outside with like my keys between my knuckles? Like, and then, yeah, the lyrics are kind of intense. There are no lies detected. Nope. And that one reminds me also of Lily Allen, just that sort of like sing-songy, sarcastic through some really shitty social commentary.
Right. With like a really pretty melody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like a really shitty situation with a pretty melody. Totally. And I like that. And I like it for her. You know, she's 24. This is going to come to a younger audience, obviously. It's never bad to have a little message for the girls. This one's for all the girls and the boys to like behave. True to gay form, a lot of the gays don't like this one. And I just feel like because it's not a mindless dance track, not that any of it is mindless, but you know, it has a message versus the others, which are more lovey songs. I think she should be allowed to have a little more personality / messaging.
Well, you know, white gays aren't always known for having taste, so.
True, and often that is the case for ourselves, but yeah, in this case.
Me.
I love it. That wraps up the album experience. Now, I do think, I have a feeling.
I feel like, you know, you're about to say what I'm thinking.
Oh, maybe. I think.
I don't know why I said that, just say it.
I don't know either. Now, she did suffer a few extra leaks along the way, which makes me think that, and she has said that there's like 40 songs she recorded, that she re-released Dua Lipa 1. I do believe there will be future Nostalgia 2, even
I
more.
It also, it's like, and this has nothing to do with anything, but like the fact that it's only 11 songs, like 11 is such a weird number.
Yeah. So I have a feeling.
Me too. And I feel
we'll
like.
Get some more.
Especially since she's now sidelined in terms of promo.
Yeah.
It would only make sense to do another batch of songs when she can actually go on tour.
Yeah.
I don't
for sure.
think it's basically that scene of Miss New York at the Flavor of Love reunion.
Yeah.
When she's like, it's not over. This is not over. When she's talking about Pumpkin. Do you remember that?
I wish she said it at the end of the album.
Yeah. That's not over.
Just when you thought it was over.
We're going to put this on the back burner, but it's not over.
This is not over.
No.
But
I thought the same thing. I was like, this definitely doesn't feel complete yet.
I think we'll probably get some more from her. But in the meantime, I think that this was a perfect pop serving for the meantime.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. We got a good batch of new music this week.
We did, yeah. But, you know, final thoughts on Miss Peep is, as I said in the review, I just think she did everything right. I think despite circumstances, despite not being able to fully, I'm sure she was going to have a fun little sweep of late night performances and all that, just even down to bumping it up a bit, just think it was all right. And
well,
I'm very
we're here
happy.
To celebrate it and to tell all of you listening at home to go listen to Future Nostalgia.
It will get you out of your funk for a little bit.
Uh-huh. It really will. And you can hit start at the beginning and just let it play.
Yeah. You can do a 2-mile basement walk if you would like, if you have the space to do so, or around your apartment.
Can you please film like a time lapse like Britney does with her photo shoots of you just walking in a circle?
I fully know how insane I look, so I'm very afraid to do that, but maybe I eventually will.
And just put Roman Reload or Roman Holiday over it.
That's exactly what it looks like.
And then you can just be like, my Sims.
Yeah. Oh, God. Nobody can judge whatever has happened during this quarantine. Whatever we've said or done.
I made a TikTok.
You made a TikTok. Like, that is the extent of
how insane. I forgot to even say that. So embarrassing. I don't care.
That's what I'm saying. Like, nothing even counts during this quarantine, whatever we are doing.
Right.
It's merely to survive. But anyway.
Well, everyone, it's been a nice break.
It has been. Some high highs with the music, some low lows with some egos, but we're getting through it. And hopefully nobody else cancels themselves this week. They will.
You know, if you are a fan of the Britney podcast,
yes.
All I will say is, surprise, bitch. I bet you thought you'd seen the last of me. Us.
I certainly did.
Right. And so you got that text message, and I was like, surprise, here's a whole new episode.
Yeah.
Dug it out.
New but old. But new but old.
So we're surprise dropping that for all of you because we all need moments, and it's fun. So. Yeah.
Our very first moment, if you will.
You know, our first time recording, and now we're 2 years later, which I can't even believe, and we're talking to each other through FaceTime. So, full 360.
Did a full 180. So check that out. We'll have more content for you coming soon.
Yeah. Well, thank you, everyone, and we hope you're doing well and you're safe. And until next week.
Yeah, until next week. We will
see you
soon.
I can't believe next week is already April.
Me either.
Oh my God.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.